Yesterday we discussed the machlokes between the Mishnah Berura and the Shulchan Aruch Harav with reference to the din of Ischa Beheter, that the Mishnah Berura extrapolated from the din that's found in the Gemara Megillah. Mishnah Berura and the Bi'ah Halacha quotes Yerushalmi that there are different sections to davening, and therefore, if one is nitzrach on the cover, we're not talking about the third level, which we said already is Bal Tashaksu Daraisa. We're talking about the first two levels. The first level, Mishnah Berura, more or less re-articulated the position of the Mechaber, that Yochel Lahamid Asma at Parsa. So Lechatrila, one should not daven, says the Mechaber, unless you are Nitzrach Levikova. If you are Nitzrach Levikova, you have to be building yourself Tchila Yofe, but the Ebed, the Tchila is a Tchila. The Mishnah Berura is a Machlokes regarding Shadron Shabikdusha. The second level already is much more chamor, but here the Mishnah Berura comes with this Svara of Hischa Beheter, which we explained yesterday, again, because we're talking about the issue of Tircha, which is the question of someone having to go and have recourse to the facilities. So perhaps the Shulchan Aruch Harav apparently assumed that this din is not applicable to Nitzvach Lenekavah. It's a din that applies to Dvarim Shebikdusha and has no kesher to our halacha of Nitzvach Lenekavah. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Harav passed it that way. And as I said, that Mishnah Berura, generally we follow the Mishnah Berura regarding this matter. So we are somebody once I began the heter, I'm allowed to continue. I saw something very fascinating in the name of the son-in-law of Hashem Zalman Auerbach, Agon Rav Yitzchak Berdyansky. So he writes that, I'll read his language, I wrote it down, I saw it in the Sefer. Shamati mi ha-mashkiach de Panovich Zatzal, Rav Chatzka Levenstein. He cites Rav Chatzka Levenstein, Mashkiach Panovich, Shebekelm, Horu Halacha Lamaise. He comes from Kelm. So they paskin Halacha Lamaise, Sha'adam Bari, Shehechin Atzmo the Tzvila, Kemoshe Tzorech, person prepared himself with all the necessary preparations before davening. It will be Emtza Tzvila, Nisaru Lo Tzorech Lenekavav. Middle, he suddenly had an urge to use the facility. Tzorech Lahamin Atzmo, so what should he do in Kelm? Kelm, everything was done in a very Masudatic fashion. Everything had to be in an orderly kind of way, a systematic kind of way. So they paskin Sheino Tzorech Livsok, the Emtza Tfiloso, Ela Yochol V'Sayim Tfiloso. In Kelm, the minhag was to go through the entire Shemoneh Esrei and go through the entire davening. The Omar Mikana Mashkiach Shem Mitzvah Lefarsim Etzeh. The mitzvah to publicize this Hanhoga of Kelm. Shenimnu V'Gomru V'Kelm. Davi To'elos L'Tzibur. They decided that this is the best way to approach this issue. So it's amazing that this is the Pesach of Kelm against the Mishnah Berura. They didn't agree, obviously, with the Pesach of the Mishnah Berura over here. And, of course, that whom do they call? The Shulchan Aruch Harav. They have a marker on the Shulchan Aruch Harav and others against the Mishnah Berura. But the assumption of Kelm is that a person who interrupts his davening, so then what happens is the tefillah is a totally different tefillah. You have essentially splintered the tefillah into two. You fragmented it. And now it's bifurcated. And instead, what should the tefillah be? Chativa achas aruka shal Yerushamayim. It should be one long continuum of Yerushamayim. Once you interrupted it by being nitzach l'nekavav, even though the halacha of Mishnah Berura is very clear, pretty straightforward, but Kelm had a certain kind of seder that was, I think, relatively yadua. I was like, actually, a number of times when I was in the yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael, so I went to Panovich. I went actually to hear the shurim of Agoin Rav Shach, Rav Rizovsky, Rav Pavarsky. I heard shurim from all three of them. Shir Klali. I used to go actually once a week to hear the Shir Klali. They rotated. And so one time I decided to go and ask a bracha from Rav Chatzka Levenstein. So I came into Rav Chatzka Levenstein, and he looked at me with those piercing eyes of his, and he asked me, after I asked him for a bracha, for atzlacha, because that's much easier than actually learning. So to ask for a bracha, so I figured I may as well take that route. That's the easy route. And so I asked him for a bracha. So he asked me if I learned Bahasmada. Boy, that was an impossible question. How could I answer that affirmatively? I did learn, but I don't know if I learned basmada to the extent. So I didn't answer. So he said to me in Yiddish, you learned this basmada? You don't learn basmada, you want to get a bracha? I quickly skittled out of there very quickly. I was frightened of the man. I heard from Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, I'm going to Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's all. He said there were three Gdolei HaMusa b'doreinu. He said, who are the three Gdolei HaMusa? Einer was at Getop Musa mit the Hals. The Zweiter Getop Musa mit the Hand. And the Dritter Getop Musa mit the Kopf. There were three people. One of them who felt Musa with his hands, one with his heart, and one with his head. Rav Elio Desla mit the Kopf. Michtam Elio, he said he was able to somehow be Magish Musa with his head because he has, I would say, astounding intellectual analysis of different Musa concepts. If you ever, the Sefer Michtam Elio is an absolutely wondrous Sefer. In my days in Eretz Yisrael, there only were two volumes. And I only had recourse to two volumes. But now there are probably many volumes, if I'm not mistaken. I think they even translated them into English, I heard. Kashamati, and also there are the letters of the Rav Desla, who was both in England, as well as he was the Rosh Kollel in Gateshead, in the Yeshiva in Gateshead, and also he then came to Eretz Yisrael and was the Mashgiach in Ponovich. And he had a massive hashpah, massive influence. Rabbi Nevinzel Shlita always tells me that he was incredibly mushba for Rav Desla when he was in Ponovich. He was in Ponovich at a very young age, and he was incredibly mushba for him. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz said about him that Erev Getop Musa mit the Kop. That with the head, he was able to somehow be Magish Musa. The second was Rav Elio Lopyan, Lev Elio, also a series of beautiful Svarim. So he had Ketok Musa with the heart, with his heart. He was somehow was Magish Musa. However, he said about Abchatzka Levenstein, the Mashkiach Apanovich, had Ketok Musa with the hand. With his hands, he felt Musa, literally, with his hands. Vayi yodav emuna ad boy ha-shamash. You go to the pasuk at the end of B'shalach, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Matter of fact, when Hagoyin Rav Elio Lopyan was nifter, so Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz was masvid him, and Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz apparently had cancer of the tongue at one point in his life, and the doctors told him that if he wants to live, they would have to, Achmon Litzlan, cut out his tongue. So he didn't know what to do. He went to Rav Eli Lopyan, Tzatzal, and he asked him what to do. Rav Eli Lopyan told him not to do it, because Hambobes v'achayim v'yad aloshim. Your entire koyach is in your tongue. And that's where your koyach, and that's where Hashem gave you unbelievable koyachas. And Rav Chaim was very charismatic. I heard him many, many times in Shmuzin. The Shurim were way beyond me, but the Shmuzin I was able to handle. In Yiddish, at that time, the Emir Yeshiva had maybe 300 guys in the entire Emir Yeshiva. And his shmuzin were absolutely wondrous. People came from far and wide to hear his shmuzin. Not so many people came to hear his shiurim because he was shaylei b'chol b'chmani ha-teira. Everything he did was the same b'halach. What he did was he used to take a yisod and bring rayas mikol ha-shas. Babi Yerushalmi, dal chak shunoch, and the shmuzin, he had a yisod in hashkavas ha-teira, a yisod in Musa, and bring rayas mikol ha-torah kula. That you saw in the Sikhs Musa, that's what you see basically. I think they translate that into English also, if I'm not mistaken. So it's available, it's out there. They only translated Shmuzin from 7 years. Anyway, back to the Rav Elio Lopyan. So he went to Rav Elio Lopyan, who told him not to do it. And at the Levaya of Rav Elio Lopyan, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz was masvid him and Geba says, Rav Eli, Ayashikach Godol, you saved my life. I didn't cut out my tongue, Baruch Hashem, you lived for many, many years. Listen to these were Gdolei HaMusa who were astounding. So back to Kelm, back to Abchatzka Levenstein. So he came from Kelm. Everything about him was Misudar Lahafli. And so he issued this talk. He said, this was Dan Hogi in Kelm. They weren't Mafsik against the Mishabura. They followed Shulchan Aruch. Even I told you today and yesterday, I think the halacha is like the Mishabura. That's my understanding of this matter. But as I said, the Mechaber here, Paskin's right in at Simon Tzad Bey Sifal, that we saw already a number of times, that if a person is holding at the level he can be mamed himself more than a parsa, that's the first level. L'chatchila shen daven, according to Mishnah Berurah, that even under those circumstances, because the Mechaber said l'chatchila lo yispalo, he should not daven at sheyivdog atzmo tchila yofet. There's a social Mechaber here in Sif Aleph, in Simon Tzadik Beis. And that means even if I'm going to be mafsid tefillah b'tzibur, that's how the Mishnah Berurah actually pointed out over here. Because tefillah b'tzibur is a big maila, unquestionably it's significant. We mentioned the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches, we mentioned the Rambam, and Chavin Shulchan Aruch, the Olam Yishtadel Adam, this follow b'tzibur. So many want to be medayik. Yishtadel means it's not a chiyuv. That's not correct. The Igros Meisher, going on Shafayin, says that's all as a tshuva, and he proves that conclusively that that's not a correct understanding of the Lashon HaRambam, Lashon HaMechaber. But the fact is that the Mechaber clearly indicates, and Mishnah Berurah explains it, that even if one were to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's obvious that this is more chashuv. And again, the Hesber is according to the Bach that we saw already quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, namely that a person has to daven bin kiyas haguf, just like the guf requires levushim yuchadim, you wear a certain kind of garb, a certain kind of attire, so too the neshama also requires malbushim yuchadim. The neshama also requires a certain levush, which is the kiyas haguf. The kiyas haguf, that's the malbush for the neshama. That's considered to be the clothing for the neshama. And a guf with rachmana litzlan, with soa, that's not a malbush tov. That's the whole thing of guf naki. So according to the Hesber, and we saw already the Mishnah Berurah quoted this on a number of, it's quoted from Yishonim at Machronim, namely, V'chol Krovai Yashem Kotcho. That seems to be the makar. The Chayodam means that essentially, when I'm davening, it's not just my lips that are moving, but rather it's my entire body, my whole guf. Kol Krovai, my innards are all davening to Hashem Yisbarach. It's interesting, I saw also in the Sefer Hasidim, Rabbi Nachos in Sim in Tov Yud Ches, so he writes over there, Adam Tzorich Lios Mi Bifnim Kebachutz. Your outside should be like your inside. When the Gemara has in Brachas, the Gemara speaks about Tov Kebaro. There's a machlokes where we didn't change Tov Kebaro, you cut it with Samedish, Allah you cut it with Samedish, however you measure that, Tov Kebaro, I do not know. And then let's have some sort of inner flashlight, maybe brisk, they have some sort of probe, inner flashlight that they could actually probe your innards and know exactly where you're at, where you're holding. But anyway, the Asinu Rav Nachasi writes that Tzorach Lios Mi Bifnim Kipachut Shenema V'chol Krova Hashem Kosho. He quotes his pasuk. So it's cited by Mishonim, this pasuk. And he says, Shelo Yu Bekrovi, it should not be inside Bekirvav of the Kirvayim Shelo Tid Nofes V'kodem Sheyispala Yasa Adam Tzorachov. Before a person goes to Davin, he has to make sure that he takes care of his bodily needs. Otherwise, it would be a chisaron in this pasuk. That's what's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah for the Chayodam, and it's actually found in Rishonim. Yeah, I'm saying, citing to you both Rabbi Leona in the Sefer Ayira, I think he writes it, and also the Sefer Hasidim. I also found quoted the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai, this I saw a citation, I don't have the Sefer itself. I should probably purchase the Ben Ishchai one day, but the Ben Ishchai writes in Parshas Vayetze, Shon Aleph, said the following. Now he's talking about Pia Kabbalah. He says, Al Pia Kabbalah, when a person, Kshadim Eichel, when a person eats, Umivayar Kol Nitzaitzes, he's somehow consuming all the Nitzaitzes. Umashenisha Ni Epsilis, Umi Epsilis Havi Klippos, as Adam Shemali Klippos, Yevshalal Ispalel, if you're full of Klippos, you can't dab it. Don't ask me what the explanation is. I leave that to you. And the Asik Bidisnoros, but that's not the Ben Ishchai. So you see, Ben Alpinigla, Ben Alpinistor, it's very clear that this din of Rechol Krova Hashem Kotcho is a very significant halacha, and it's quoted already from the Baal Yisrael Mesherish Aveda, Alexander Zuska, and he brings from the Abiya Kodosh that a person after his Ptira has to be concerned about these issues. He wants to make sure that the Klippos are separated from the Kedusha, that the two should not merge and not somehow come together, and therefore you have to be makbid in the terms of one who's nitzrach le nekabav, because there's a concept of beten mala yitzaya umeraglayim lo yispalel, and according to Mishnah Berurah, even if we're going to be masri tefillah b'tzibur, the halach is you should not daven, because this is more significant than even tefillah b'tzibur. So I just want to now comment, if I may. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, wait, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is there a correct deed to say that they were saying that you could only rely on this if you yourself?
Yes, right? That's what I'm going to discuss right now. Yeah, so I want to, my follow-up show was very into this expression the Gemara uses, Puk Hazim Ayamadvar. Take a look at how people are knowing. So I want to know, Puk Hazim Ayamadvar. What's the practice of many people? So only because of my age, I'm able to more or less have more years of observation than you have. So I will, generally, I think that most of us, not you, present company excluded, but people like myself, generally tend to get up a few moments before davening, and we don't really have time to go ahead and take care of all of our needs. So is there mokom lelam yischus on this kind of anhoga? I'm talking about pukhazim ve'amidvar. I actually get up much earlier, but that's because I trained myself to do so over the years. But most people don't do so. Even people with alarm clocks, they're not going to put their alarm clock a half hour before, an hour before, unless they're Yankees, Kedoshim, or married to Yankees. Whatever the case is, most people are not necessarily of that ilk. And they get up right before. So the question is, really, Alpi Halacha, why don't you get up much earlier? If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, actually, I've always, I'm very bedaik now in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. And look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Tzadik Beis, Sifkat and Hay. He writes, it's going on the first madrega of a person who's able to be mabin himself a shir parsa. Said Mishnah Berurah, Salomar, Afi Yochel Asa Batsma Yosemi Parsa, Kem Chumagish Batsma Ktsas! I'm a dyke in the Mishnah Berurah. Tzas! Even if he has just a bit of an urge that he has to use the facility. And the fact of the matter is that, again, if a person. So that. There's a mokum the dyke. I saw that Hagar Shom Zaman Oyabas Zatzal is medaik in Alicha Shlomo. He's medaik the following deal. It means, Meikir Adin, if a person is not margish at any tzorach whatsoever, so then there's no need. There's no need to go ahead. Obviously, people use the washroom in the morning because they want to make the brach and tes yadayim, asher yotzar. But other than that, someone who has no hagosha of nitzrach l'nekova, there's no requirement, there's no chiyah. And that's the lashon Mishnah Berurah here when he says, tzas. So if there's no hagosha, so then there's no need actually. And I saw that many quote from the Chabbis Yoyer that he says, if ain't no tzorach l'nekova, avol b'sheshosam, sheshosah, mashka mishalshel, so they're all saying what I'm trying to more or less articulate over here, the Pukhazim Amadvar, that a person right now has no need to use the facility, has no urge, has no agosha, even though he drank Mashke HaMishalshel. My days when I grew up, they used to have, what do they call it? X-lax. You remember that? And other kinds of such
castor oil.
Yes, castor oil. I spoke about it. Other kinds of such potions and the like. So he says that unless a person knows she started on the cover, I saw also that I've been looking around. So I saw her going to Avosna Zatzal. So he was also asked regarding this question. So he writes over here about a person shemagish yeshlo beta malei atzoa. Maybe he's constipated. So menu tzarchle nekavav, muta lo nispala, because the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is hayat tzarchle nekavav. When does a person have to be concerned about the issue? Only if he has an urge, if there's a need to go to use the facility, then the halacha requires him to do so. Only if there's some tzarech. And again, that and I read the lashon again of the Rav Ozna. He writes lashon apeskim mashman vaday kishen nitzrach lenekavav. He goes to Bach. That in general, a person should make sure he has a book noki. But again, even though the beten may be molly tsoya, only when a person is nitzrach l'nekava. So he writes at the end of that little piece, that the efshar, maybe, what is the gather advarim? Lo nitna teira l'malchei asharis. And even though he says that kozman shenisha mashu bibifnim, avol rak yesh yisayrus, chayav l'yiponois, Litzrocha. Only when there's an urge, a Cyrus, and all this I'm being bedayed from the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, came into Magish Tzas. Once a person has a bit of an urge, so then that's when the halacha would be in place. And I saw also quote in the name of Rav Henkin, Zatzal, that also Rav Henkin has a similar kind of psak. He writes, HaNitzrach Lipanot, Venu Nifne. Person has a need for the facility and doesn't use the facility, Asher Yavor. He says, till it passes, im yaseh tachbulos. Means again, the person, the way the Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier, where the Gemara discusses he should engage in strenuous activity, or we saw that in the Mishnah Berurah already, that he should engage in all types of active, kind of energetic kind of action, that perhaps will prompt him to go in a more immediate kind of way. Yaseh kol ma'asher rogel b'zeh, ad sheyipaneh, v'afilu, in biglal ze mit acher the tefillah b'tzibur. Is again, a person has a tzorech, then you're mechuyev to go ahead and do it. But even if you miss tefillah b'tzibur, as we saw about in the Mishabura, that v'im yavar zman kriyah shema u'tefillah, if let's say a person is going to miss zman kriyah shema zman tefillah, kevin shabarak asmo v'enu nifne mutar l'ispalel. Means as long as the person can be mavin himself more than 72 minutes, as we saw about in the first level of the mechaber, mikra adin it's mutar. Avlam eino magish klum. Let's say a person doesn't have any hargosha, says v'avekin zatzal. There's no need to engage in all kinds of potentim or all kinds of activities, strenuous acrobatics, all types of I don't know what exercises in order to get yourself to the point where you're going to be have to use the facility. So you see again, the sod advarim seems to be what I mentioned, and this seems to me to be the pukhazi ma'amatvar. I'm just trying to get what the I'm trying to respond to Rabbi Ramfeld Shlita what in terms of your question, and the Mishnah Berurah also even we saw earlier in Siman Aleph. So there in the Mishnah Berurah, the very first siman, when the Ramah says, "Umiyat sheyere mishnaso yokem bezvizos la'avoda saborei yisbarach miyisale." That's the lashon of the Ramah in Siman Aleph. Sif Aleph. And a bit later, the Mishnah Berurah comments on what the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel and Siman Aleph. Roy b'chol Yerushalayim shein meitzer v'doeg al chupris ha-migdash. So here in Sif Katan Tes, the Mishnah Berurah makes the following statement. I'm reading Siman Aleph, Sif Katan Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. Talking about Chatzais, we spoke about this. Zman Chatzais. And then, in the middle of that statement, u'besof ha-layla yivakesh tzrochav. Rest right away, after Chatzais Laila, after he went through Tikkun Chatzais, so then the person should go ahead and make sure he used the facility. And he tells you what to say. We mentioned this also. The Pizmorim, Mishnayis, Kabbalah. And then at the end of that little piece, Mishnah Berurah said the following. The last three lines. Ubi she'eno Yochel Ashkim Kodomor Avokim, Machmer Shu Cholosh Betivo, O Shu Yudea Vasmer Shu Yochel Bashmer As Yisham Beis Atfilo, if he gets up in the middle of the night, they're set Tikkun Chatzos, he won't be able to dam properly, to function during the day, Mutov Lishon Kol HaTzorach, and we come and come, Yie Zohir Ma'od, Lokum Shoh, Ulefachos Chatzi Shoh, Kodom Kriyas HaShamash Beis HaKnesses. So we're saying, you should get up an hour, or at least a half hour, before the Shamash knocks on your door, or let's say, before the alarm clock goes off. So here the Mishnah Berurah himself relates to this question that we're talking about now, and obviously it's an Inyan Gadol. There's no question that this is the proper thing to do. And if you look actually in the Shaar HaTzion on the bottom of this comment of the Mishnah Berurah, so the Shaar HaTzion actually quotes the Chayodom, and he mentions over here the Chayodom writes, goes from the Chayyadim, so I actually looked in the Chayyadim itself. And in the Chayyadim, he said the following, Choyv Gomor, the obligation to get up an hour or a half hour before davening, the Chayyadim calls it Choyv Gomor. Wow. Mishnah Berurah does not say that. What did Mishnah Berurah say? Yezoyimai. He changed the lashon of the Chayyadim. Because Mishnah Berurah is being kind to us. But the Chayyadim writes, Choyv Gomor. The obligation of chiyah mikra adin that once you get up a half hour now before davening, and even the Mishnah Berurah says yeah zor moi, once you be careful, it's not a chayv gomel. The Mishnah Berurah obviously held that it's an inyan gadol lasos kach. And again, as I'm saying, that it seems that certainly someone who does not do this, not everyone is able to do it, is capable of doing it. Listen, there are people who have schedules and work very hard and have many challenges in their lives, but one of the chatzilah should try certainly to carry out this halacha.
What is the kashya we're speaking a moment about Tikkun Chatzos? Why you bring that up?
No, that's where he quotes the halacha in the context of that din. Someone gets up early, and the Mishnah says someone is not capable of getting up early.
So why is it called? He's always saying, in the context of Tikkun Chatzos,
even if you can't do Tikkun Chatzos, but at least minimally, one should get up an hour or a half hour before davening, and according to Chayyadim, it's a chayv gomer. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's an inyan gadol. They want you to be very zayir to go ahead and do so. Again, the point of the Mishnah Berurah is that if you don't do it,
and get up early in the morning, and then sit on the floor for a moment.
No.
You were just saying, no. If you can't do chatzos, then at least get up before davening early.
Prepare yourself physically. Prepare your body. You should be a gufnaki, that you should be able to daven in a proper kind of way. Namely, use a facility and do so in a more leisurely kind of fashion. So you should be under a strain. You should be under. You should be pressed for time. Something along those lines. I'm just trying to show you that the puchzim I am a dvar. The Mishnah Berurah is, this is Eitz HaTovah Kamashmalon, if I can use such a language, is giving you a suggestion, a positive suggestion, a very important suggestion that all of us should follow. But it's not, if I don't do it, I'm not over Al Pidin. I'm not an Avarin Chas V'Sholom. The Chayyadim wrote in Tzichov Gomor. But obviously, Mishnah Berurah felt it's a Zahiris that one should try to adopt. I heard actually, they say over, in the name of Agoyin HaMashah Feinstein Zatzal, that I heard this from my Rebbe, Agoyin Dalisim Albert, that Rav Moshe used to wake up every morning at 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. He wrote Shubas after Birchas HaTorah. He wrote Shubas from 4 to 7. Then someone would take him to the yeshiva, to Davin, and this I heard from my Rebbe, it was his Talmud Buvok, Agoyin Dalisim Albert, that's how. For 3 hours he wrote Shubas, he would write tens of Shubas during those 3 hours. And there are thousands of Shubas from Moshe Feinstein. So, he actually wrote Chubis in a way where he wrote them on carbon paper. I don't think anyone here knows what carbon paper is.
Sure.
How should I describe it? Maybe.
We still have it today. A lot of people, when they write checks, so underneath the check, there's a carbon paper, you have another copy. And the checkbook I have, it still has it.
Wow.
You have it?
Okay, so
the blue
Moshe would write on carbon papers. This way, you'd have a copy.
In first grade, we did that. If somebody couldn't take notes that day, that
that's why we have copies of the Igros Moshe, because of the carbon paper. So it was written in the car. There used to be a mimeograph machine. I don't know if you know what that is. Yeah. In order to what we have today, Xerox machines. That was the mimeograph machine with that blue ink, which usually ended up all over your clothing, etc., etc. Anyway, Bikitsur. So this is from Mishana Kamenius, Days of Yore. So he would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and write, he wrote tens and tens of chubas, scores of chubas on the spot. And Nisim Albert told us that he was very similar to Sam Sefer. He wrote the chuba al asar and never had to correct it. It was written and it was sent out. And he kept the carbon copy, and that's how we have the copy of the chuba. So,
it was on a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is usually triplicate and
Okay. Also another good example. But I'm quoting this for a different reason. So they say over in the name of Agoyim Moshe Feinstein that there are three areas that somehow he felt, no matter what you're going to tell him, you won't convince him that those three areas or those three hakpodas that people have, that one has to be makpid on. So I hope I remember them correctly. One hakpoda is that Leila Seder, people are makpid, those who are medaktik in this. There are some briskers who do this. There's a point in the Seder, I'm not going to get into details right now, the Seder, where you eat two kezesim. So now they eat the two kezesim of matzah bevasachas. Means the whole thing goes into their mouth, has to be eaten, tochi de'achilas pras, whatever that shir's man is, machlokes, among the poskim. But, so Rav Moshe Feinstein said that he was not, lo ishtachnea, he was not convinced that that's the proper thing to do. This is a big discussion among the Dolei Achronim and everyone who learns generally the halachas of the Seder before Pesach night, so was aware of this position that some briskers are very medactic about. That's item number one. Item number two, regarding the... this also is a brisker thing. Let's mention Shalom Aruch. I spoke about it actually one Shabbos morning. You're supposed to be marich be'echod. So the question is, how to go about doing it? Is it Eilu Dvarim Shein Lehem Shir? What's the Shir Advarim as far as the Dalit? How to go about doing it?
Eventually your breath runs out.
So since we don't really know how to do it, Agoyin HaMashah finds that Tzal, the Gol Ador, Boki B'chol Mechmanei HaTorah, was not so medaktik as, shall we say, some individuals who learned a brisk, a bedakte regarding these matters. He felt that was not shall we say, the end of the world. But the third item is the following, that when Ramesha finds his Tassal woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so his Rebbetzin, or himself, I don't know exactly who did it, but he drank a large cup of coffee. That's how much it did. I don't know, when he went to sleep, maybe he went around 11 o'clock or so to sleep, and then at 4 o'clock he was up every single morning. Chokol Yavar, he was a clock, a very precise Swiss clock. Down to Kacha Shavati, I go and meet some Alpen. So he used to drink a large cup of coffee. So Amesha said that no one could possibly believe that you can come to a Guf Naki without drinking a large cup of coffee. That's what I heard from my Rabbeim. That's what they said. And then I go and Amesha finds thing. So I assume he's talking about this Inyan, the Inyan of Guf Naki, that one has to, quote unquote, evacuate. One has to cleanse one's innards. And the way to do so is by, in effect, either, as the Shabur says, bizoyer, getting up early, or the way the Chayyadim writes, a chayyad gomor, that once you get up early, in order that one should take care of one's needs, and that's a very important halacha. And I'm just, again, the Shabur quotes here from Shami Tshuva, if you saw that, he said it applies to kol davar shebikdusha, not just tefillah, but any davar shebikdusha, the chatchila, even if a person is able to Ma'amid himself more than a parsa, the first level, the first shear that we mentioned. So the gabi tefillah, tzilin the chatchila, that's what one should do. But the avid tefillah is tefillah, but the chatchila one should not daven. The one is takes care of one's needs. And the question is, does it apply now to other dvarim shebikdusha? Mishnah Berurah calls him machlokes. He himself is of the opinion that one should strive even the gabi shad dvarim shebikdusha with its brachas or the limud haTorah. One should not say dvarim shebikdusha. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is meikar adin against the shari tshuva. So I understand when it comes to tefillah, there's halacha of hikol nitras halacha Yisrael, that one has to prepare in order to enter the portals of Hashem Yisbarach's shorim, in order that one's tefillah should be miskabel, you require guf naki. But the question is regarding shar dvarim shebikdusha. What's the svara? What's the svara that the Mishnah Berurah here seems to assume that the chatchila, even for shar dvarim shebikdusha, even if a person is holding at the first level, you can be mamming yourself more than a parsa. Still, the halacha is that you shouldn't say dvar shebikdusha in that presence. So again, one has to assume that if there's an inyan of hikol likas alokach Yisrael, that's limited to tefillah. That's a specific halacha in hilchos tefillah of hikol likas alokach Yisrael. However, if the inyan is, as we quoted now from Rishonim, Rabbi Yona and the Chayodim, v'chol krovai Hashem kotsho, so that pasuk, v'chol krovai Hashem kotsho, that understanding, maybe that also can be extended to all dvar shebikdusha. Kol Kravai Hashem Kotsho, whenever I mention a bracha, Hashem Kotsho, the Hashem of Hashem is Barach, and even Talmud Torah, which is Hashem Eishu Shagodish Baruch Hu, the way the Ramban writes in the Akdamot, it's Per Shalat Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, Hashem Eishu Shagodish Baruch Hu. So even, we're talking about Talmud Torah, would require a Guf Naki. So therefore, as I said, this seems to be a very important halacha, a very important position regarding one's approach, that one should do the proper hachana before davening, in order that one should enter tefillah, the guf naki. Okay.
The first two things we listed from Moshe were reminiscent of the Beis HaLevi, the six kulas of the Beis HaLevi.
That's already.